UrbanMeyerComedy.com. Do you want to get to Urban Meyer? Big news coming out of Jacksonville with him. But also, I forgot in my prep here, you know, locally, Vincent Jackson tragically passed away, you know, I guess it was last year now. And the former Bucks and Chargers wide receiver was found dead in a Brandon hotel room in February. Almost a year ago. It turns out, shockingly, I'm not shocked by this anymore. He was suffering from the degenerative brain disease, CTE. Jackson's family said in a press release that he had chronic, traumatic, and CTE. He had CTE, okay? And that's a rare disorder. Is it a rare disorder? Because it seems to be happening more and more with the autopsies from these guys who die, that they all seem to have CTE. So I don't know how rare it is, really, if you're an NFL player, at least. The disorder isn't well understood and can only be diagnosed through an autopsy since it requires evidence of brain the tissue being degenerated. Boston University researchers said that Jackson had stage 2 CTE, and like most NFL players who've been diagnosed with the disease after dying in their 20s and 30s, that seems to be a pattern now. Signs and symptoms can include aggression, impulsivity, explosivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss. Stage 4 is the most severe and is usually associated with dementia. And this is, there was a guy who, former 49er, we just talked about it the other night, who killed a bunch of people in South Carolina and then ended up killing himself as well. He turns out that he had stage 2 of this CTE disease as well. Jackson played 23 years of tackle football, beginning at age 12. He played for 12 seasons in the NFL with the Buccaneers and the Chargers. He went to 3 Pro Bowls, and he retired in 2018. He was nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award 4 of the 5 years that he was with the Bucs. On February 14th, a housekeeper found Jackson's bodies at the Homewood Suites in Brandon. There was no signs of trauma. It says former Buccaneer and Tampa resident Mark Robinson said he hopes the results encourage other players to take CTE seriously and stay on top of their health. Yeah, but I mean, how do you do that? I mean, this is just getting hit in the head and getting hit in the head a lot. This is something that boxers have to deal with, too. And, you know, Bill Burr said on his podcast a while ago that the way to stop this is get rid of the helmets. Get rid of the helmets and the pads. It will change the game drastically, but if it's gonna, you know, save these guys from this disease, then it very well might be worth it. They got these big helmets on their head. They're not afraid to go head first and you know, hit people. That's part of the game. Rugby, they don't seem to be having these issues. You know, they just wear, I think they just wear shin pads and that's it. And some of them probably don't even wear that. They're just big dudes, and they go out there and crush each other. Big hits in rugby. So you'll still have the hits. You're just not going to lead with your head. You know, it's your natural, affinity to protect your own self first. So you're not going to go in head first and neck first into some guy, especially if you're not wearing pads. So I don't know. Perhaps that's the answer to this whole thing. I know people wouldn't be thrilled about it. The uniform and the pads, they look bigger than even when they, I mean, they're huge dudes and they look even bigger with the pads on. And the helmets, they are modern-day gladiators. It's the closest thing that we have to that tribal instinct of watching people be murdered that we used to do in a coliseum a few years ago. Can't do that anymore, so people get into politics or they get into sports. It's just in our nature. It's in our evolution to be tribal and root for these things. And it would change the game. I'm not thrilled about it either. I'm kind of gay, so I like the fashion of the game too. I like the uniforms. I like picking out pretty colors, and I love the Bucks' new uniforms. I'm so glad they changed out of those alarm clock letters that they used to have, and they got the nice crisp unis back. I mean, you got the Raiders, you got the Saints, the Bengals. I mean, these are cool things. You could still, I guess, have that on shirts and jerseys and stuff, but it's not going to look the same. You're not going to have that same feel as they had when they were wearing these, you know, big heavy pads and helmets and stuff. But I mean, if it's keeping guys from killing themselves and other people, and you know, this is something that down the line The NFL has been aware of this condition since the 1970s, I believe. Wasn't there that movie with Will Smith? Is that who it was? I don't know. Something like that. And, you know, PBS did an expose on it. So they've been aware of some things that were going on and may have kind of swept it under the rug a little bit. Also, though, I mean, these are grown men. These are adults, and they make a decision, and they say, I'm willing to risk the possibility. I would say at this point, it seems to be more of a probability that at least on some level, you're going to have some sort of trauma, brain trauma from playing this sport. If they go, look, I'm willing to take the risk and I'll see what happens down the line, then okay, fair enough. We like to think that these guys are all millionaires, and many of them are, but a lot of them are making the league minimum, which I know is still a lot, but when you go into, you know, long term, you can't live on a couple $100,000 that you make in the NFL. You know, if you make 500 grand being kind of a bench player and you're 3 or 4 years in the league, that's not enough to live on your entire life. You're going to have to do something after football. So I don't know. It's only a few of those guys that are multimillionaires. The rest are doing okay, but eventually it comes to an end. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Hi, Will. Good. Yourself?
I'm hanging in. What's up?
Yeah, you're doing great. Now, I kind of missed just like who thought it would be a good idea to take helmets off, thinking that they wouldn't hit each other.
Bill, do you know the comedian Bill Burr?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hoping he was joking, because that's absolutely ridiculous.
What? I don't think so at all. I think that's...
Oh, you think if they take helmets off, players, they're not going to hit each other?
No, they're going to hit each other. They're absolutely going to hit each other. But you have sports like rugby, for example, like I brought up earlier, where they're crushing each other, but they're also not having...
They're still hitting each other.
Yes, Carmen, I understand
the way
that.
They shouldn't hit
Carmen,
with helmets.
Carmen, let me finish here. They're hitting each other, yes, and they're getting their bodies beat up, yes, but they're not having the issues with CTE in rugby players like they're having in NFL players.
Well, it's two different sports, for one.
Sure, but they're very similar sports.
You can't transform the NFL into rugby it's been that way forever and a day.
Well, it's not always been. Remember, they used to wear the leather helmets in the NFL. They used to not wear helmets at all. And then I think in the 20s or 30s, they introduced the leather helmets. And that was just kind of like a leather covering.
It'll just never happen.
All right.
I mean, realistically, I mean, I love the idea. Believe me, I'm watching the Chargers and the Chiefs. And this one player from the Chargers got really hurt. Like his arms were like shivering up in the air, which looked like a spinal cord. And it broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like I'm all about safety. I just don't see you're almost trying to, once you've reached a point, I just don't see it being any way different.
Okay.
And I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
I thought she was mad at us. I thought she didn't listen anymore. I'm glad you're back, though, Carmen. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
That's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I think what the NFL is going to do, in my opinion, I don't know if they do it now. I could be wrong. But I think that they are going to sweep it under the rug and make these players sign waivers that will say, hey, you know, at any time throughout your lifetime, we're not going to be responsible if anything happens to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose, like I said, I guess that's fair enough. And I don't think it can be swept under the rug anymore. I mean, it's pretty out in the open. They made a feature film about it, and they're very aware of it now. And it seems like all these guys that pass away young then end up donating their brain, they have some major CTE going on. But I think that's a fair... You know, fair exchange. If you go, okay, listen, I'm going to be a first round draft pick. I'm willing to take the risk and the trauma to my body. Then okay, it's like mutual combat. You know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know if they do it now, and I think the players that are having it right now, I believe, like my opinion, I think the NFL is going to pay the family off, like a hush hush type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know if they do it now. But
They do have you know? They had a, it was like a billions of dollars in a, oh, there he goes, billions of dollars in a settlement that a lot of these former players were going into for pensions. So I guess some of them will receive something, but I know not all of them are getting that money. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Fritz, what's up, dog?
How you hanging, bro? I mean, I was sitting on the porch, so I just wanted to see how you're doing. And did Cherokee call in?
No.
Is he there for you?
No Cherokee tonight. He actually hasn't. He wasn't here. Did he call in last night? I actually wasn't in last night. Do you know?
Oh, well, last night I only heard the last the second hour.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I heard from him on Tuesday either.
Wow.
But that's okay. Yeah. Luckily, I got Fritz and I got Carmen and I got some other callers calling Sammy. So I got my crew, you know.
You got your regulars.
True that. Is that, well, Fritz, do you have any opinion about this NFL thing and CTE?
Well, I mean, look, I used to play football and,
it made you blind.
No, that's not what made me blind.
Oh, okay.
I got a hairy palm too. Oh, that was a joke.
I know.
No, anyhow, I don't know. I just wanted to call and check in with you. I heard Lori on Drew's show today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait. I keep trying to call her, but as usual, you know, she never answers it. Well, she's just dingy, man. I mean,
true that, player.
You know.
Well, all right,
man.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I got another call. I want to make sure it's not about CTE, but thanks for calling and call back tomorrow.
All right. Love you, bro.
Love you, man. See you later. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Will, Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's up, man?
Hey, you started this conversation talking about Vince Jackson and the diagnosis of the CTE.
Yes.
Your expression on the radio sounded like you were a little suspicious about what this is. That's always a diagnosis of the situations of what happens to Vincent and other players.
No, I don't
believe it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's kind of sounded that way, in my opinion. And I feel the same way because it seems like if these ex-players murder themselves or the families, they diagnose it with CTE. Well, yeah. It's almost like the same people who are diagnosed with murdering their families and they always come up with this criminal defense that they were, you know, molested as kids. And It seems like a sympathy strategy. And, you know, the NFL has been doing this for years. It's CTE, CTE. These guys are gladiators. They get hit out there. It's expected of them. But I don't always believe it to be the CTE, is okay. My opinion.
I mean, they have, you know, data, and they have his brain tissue that they can put under a slide and show you. That's not good enough.
Have you seen that? I haven't seen that. I just get the news reports that that's what they blame it on, CTE.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen his scans or anything, but I know that they're going through a doctor, unless the doctor's in on it too, and he's saying, oh, this is actually CTE.
Well,
I mean,
if we scanned our own brains, being as kids as we used to grow up,
yeah.
I bet we could show CTE as well. Many times I've had concussions playing out with my buddies.
Sure.
So you could always point that to it. But
yeah, but
I just think it's a sympathy thing to make him feel bad, even though this dude probably was messed up and he had an alcohol problem.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, when you're playing contact sports for 23 years where you're getting just battered, you know, I that's a little different than growing up as a kid and playing. I did the same thing, you know, got my head busted too, but not for 23 straight years. You know what I mean?
No, I get you there.
Yeah. All right,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes they use it all the time. It's always CTE, it seems like. Just my opinion.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, Will.
See you, dude. Let's see who's next. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Jeremy again. I didn't really have an opinion per se on it one way or another, but I think it's interesting how people are like, you know, these guys should know what they're getting into. They sign these contracts. You know, they're supposed to take a beating. They're getting millions of dollars a year. And then I just heard you got this guy like Frank Gore. The guy played 16 seasons in the NFL for all these different teams, and he's a millionaire. and he signed up for a boxing match at the Amelie coming up the next day or two. He's fighting the Logan Paul or Jake Paul undercard.
Yeah.
Like signing up for a boxing match. So it's like you're just asking for it. I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where just like COVID or something where some people react much differently and some people maybe are okay. They might have brain damage, but it's not maybe in a particular area where it affects them as much. I don't know. I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It seems like you're asking for trouble. All right, thanks, dude.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, brother.
Good night.
See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Karen.
Who?
Karen.
Oh, hey, Karen.
I know. It has a bad connotation.
That's my mom's name, too. I don't fall for that, for that nonsense.
But I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. I barely ever listen to the station anymore, but when I do these days, it's usually in the morning for my kids, and they do that little thing where they play the tweets and who said it.
Yeah.
And I've gotten really good at knowing that which ones are yours.
I bet.
And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Karen. Yeah, I think I probably have a pretty distinct voice by now. Everybody knows me as what did Carmen call me? The political terrorist or something? I love it. I love that nickname.
I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
All right. Hang in there, and you're destined for better things.
True that. I hope you're right, Karen. Merry Christmas to you, and happy holiday.
Likewise.
See ya. Like that. Nice. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, buddy. I'm the one that told you I would make sure that I have a spot for you and Johnny B. on the cruise ship
boats
if the volcano blew up.
Yeah, that's so, right. I remember that. Hey,
all right. Just want to refresh your memory on that right there. As a kid, I wasn't allowed to play contact sports because my parents especially my dad was too worried that I was going to get hurt in some way or another, you know, because he worked for the hospital as a maintenance guy and he's seen a lot of kids come in there. One of the biggest things they had there was the trauma unit for burn victims. And, he also seen a lot of kids come in, broken arms, broken legs, different stuff from football. So I wasn't allowed to play as a kid, but he got divorced from my mother. My mother allowed my two brothers to play football. And I was like, okay. So, you know, yeah, they got beat up a little bit. And I hang out with them as often as I can. They still live up north, but I'm down here in Florida. But I don't see any signs of, the actual trauma from childhood sports. But again, of course, when you're playing with the NFL, it's a whole different level now. I'm a professional truck driver, and I've been doing it for 35 years. And I just recently had an issue. I can still get you on the boat, so I want to make sure that you know that for sure.
Okay,
but
appreciate
I just had a stroke in my eye.
Oh.
And it's caused me some vision loss.
Crap.
And as a professional truck driver, you can't do that. You can't have that.
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, As a guy that signed up for something that, you know, you think, okay, well, yeah, I could get in an accident. I could have this happen. I could have that happen. You know, you sign up for it because you enjoy doing it. But at the same time, you also know what the threats are to the job.
Yeah.
So, I get it, but it's one thing, you know, to say, okay, well, okay, a guy murdered six women. You know, well, why did he do it? Did he do it because he had something in his past? You know, so, you know, it's easy to blame stuff on things. But the big thing is, if I could play two seasons of NFL football and get paid what some of these guys get paid, I'd probably go out there and get my ass kicked for 2 years.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm going to make, you know, a lot of money. So
you kind of
throw that up to, you know, all right, look at some of the guys who go out to Vegas and gamble their life savings, you know, in a week to see if they can multiply that money.
Sure.
So
it's a risk.
It
I feel you.
Yeah, there's a lot. And yep. I mean, we still have this volcano that could erupt, Will. So, well, I mean, the risk of just being here on the radio waiting for this thing to blow.
I know. Well, if I need you, I hope you'll call back and let me know if it's time. All right, Joe?
No, buddy. I appreciate you. Listen, in the absence of Johnny, I want to let you know you're doing an awesome job. Not to say that Johnny doesn't as well. I like you two guys together so much. But I also appreciate you filling in when he's not there. And sure. I want to just let everybody know that, you know, thank you very much for what you do, because you keep me entertained on my